an athlete, you'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
You're an athlete. Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA, America needs athletes. Welcome, athletes, into another episode of the Gym Closet. I'm here, as always, with Amber.
Whoop.
Zach.
Woo!
There we go. We picked it up a little bit from
real
last
original,
week.
Real original.
And Dan.
What's up?
And I do I ever introduce myself?
No.
No, you're Tyler.
And I'm Tyler.
Yeah.
I'm Tyler, I guess. But welcome in. If this is your first time listening, we are a podcast that talks about how to train like an athlete, why to live like an athlete, and how to optimize your life. We are a Crave Gym podcast, so we talk about all things Crave Gym, and we have a bunch of cool segments coming to you today. Last week, I announced that we have a new dietitian on staff. So she is dietitian slash nutritionist slash all of the credentials.
Accolade, credentials.
But so Aaron Pearson, spelled person, is our new dietitian, and Amber was going to go over some of the logistics with the new
we're busy,
got a phone call right in the middle with the new material, the new app, the new stuff that we got coming out. So I guess let's take it right
so
away.
Where Aaron came into play was about 2 or 3 months ago, we realized that we had a lot of athletes that wanted to do nutrition coaching, and we didn't have enough coaches for the nutrition coaching. So we kind of came together and we're like, hey, maybe we can have just a team nutrition coach that just focuses on strictly nutrition and not necessarily the inside of coaching the sessions and stuff like that. So Aaron, I think, is a great asset to the team because she will be able to take clients in Ankeny, wherever really. So whether you join us at Crave or you want to do virtual nutrition coaching, she has open availability for everybody. So her background's kind of cool. So she went to Iowa State and got her dietetics degree, went and worked with the Jaguars, and she's worked with several sports teams. So she was a sports nutritionist for a lot of those teams. And so she really understands our program, how we live like athletes, train like athletes, and how we need to fuel our body when we are training like athletes.
Eating for performance.
Yep. So she's been awesome, and she's helping us with some behind the scenes corporate stuff as far as continuing to evolve and grow our program, and make sure that we have all the best resources that we need and have for our athletes. And so we're super excited to have her. So,
and with that too, you know, the other thing that we want to make sure is that all of our current coaches that are certified under the nutrition stuff for us continue to have their continued education and have the best tools and things to help our coaches or our athletes. And so she's open obviously right now, but eventually her schedule is going to fill up. And when that happens, you know, her main job when it comes to corporate is training our coaches in our program and being able for them to continue to work with athletes and give all of our athletes the most up-to-date, correct nutrition information, because there's a whole bunch of bullshit out there, and we'll actually get to some of that in later episodes. But you know, this is a way to sift through a lot of that bullshit, especially online. And that kind of brings us to the next.
So since she's behind the scenes a lot more and you guys don't get to see her in the gym and stuff, we decided to start a Crave Nutrition page on Instagram and Facebook. And so Aaron will be on there giving tips, tricks, nutrition advice for you guys. So if you want to, you can jump up there, follow our Instagram page and our Crave Facebook page. So it's Crave Gym Nutrition. Yeah, and so she'll be on there a lot, so you'll get to see her. And then if you are interested in nutrition coaching, there's a link you can click on, a form you fill out, and it will be sent to her and myself, and we can get you started on it. So,
and that goes for anybody. You don't necessarily have to be a Crave athlete. If you are a Crave athlete, you have a discounted rate for any of that. But this is for everybody. So if you are watching in Florida or California, we have the tools and the coaches for you on a digital basis too.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we want to cover with
nutrition?
With the nutrition and that kind of stuff?
I think I did want to give one nutrition tip that I've just been thinking about lately is starting your day off with eating breakfast. So I've had some meetings with some clients the last couple weeks, and they just wake up and they drink their coffee, and then they don't eat until lunchtime, or like they might eat a little bit of something before their workout, but then all throughout the night they're hungry. And so I was telling them, well, you know, you've always eaten breakfast. What's changed? You know, you need to wake up and make yourself eat, because if we don't fill ourselves full of the protein and food in the morning, I find that people continue to eat later at night because they're just more hungry. So my tip for you this week, if you're not a breakfast person, start your day off by filling up with protein, some protein source, carb, fat. Get your day started off right, and that might help you with your hunger cues later throughout the day if you do feel like you're falling off as the day goes on.
Start with a dozen eggs.
And one thing, like, it doesn't even have to be, like, as simple as that is. It can be even simpler than that, honestly. Like, I was actually thinking about that this morning, so it's funny that you brought it up. Like, I was driving into the gym this morning, and my breakfast today that I have most days is a protein shake and a protein bar. Mm-hmm. And that's 50 grams of protein right there. It took me 10 seconds to make, right? Like, I grabbed my protein shake out of the fridge. I grabbed my protein bar out of the pantry, and I'm on the road. And it's so nice to have 50 grams of protein taken care of at 8 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a lot of people I work with are – that's – a third, over a third of their protein they're going for in a day right there.
Right.
You know, so I mean, if you can get a good head start, I don't know, for me mentally, it always is so much easier if you can build your protein up and like you're playing catch up with everything else rather than either don't eat anything or eat like crap for breakfast.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you're trying to play catch up all day long by getting more protein.
Well, I even
find
that if I don't, then I'm just snacking all day.
Yeah.
I literally cannot get full on those days.
Yeah.
It's so weird. So then I'm just picking at all
the
wrong
things. I think a reason a lot of people don't do that or maybe change doing that is a schedule change or something where they feel like they have to wake up an hour early and fix a gourmet breakfast to get anything to eat, where, you know, just like that takes you 2 seconds if you're running quick, all the way to, you know, preparing oatmeal with like another one that I really like. If you're eating, if I would be eating carbs in the morning, which I typically try to stay low on my carbs again to catch up, because then that makes it easier for me to hit my numbers. But like throwing oatmeal with like a protein powder in it, and then you stack up 50 grams. I usually do two scoops, so 50 grams of protein in with a in with an oatmeal, and that again takes no time to get that. I, on the other hand, I wake up an hour, 45 minutes early, and I make a dozen eggs. So you can do that too.
Right.
You
know, and like another thing too, with like the coffee, you can throw protein into your
coffee.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of people don't know that. They're like, you throw protein into what? I'm like, have a protein coffee. Like, we have a bunch of different flavors. You have a like
chocolate mocha.
French toast one, which are like cinnamon French toast. That one's perfect. The like blueberry, the chocolate, like that's really good.
Yeah.
Or like Greek yogurt.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You throw like Greek yogurt's already got a lot of protein in it, like 15 to 20 grams of protein per serving. And then you throw just a scoop or even half a scoop in there. And now you're at 30 to 50 or 40 to 50, whatever it may be. And you're well on your way. And you don't have a lot of carbs, not a lot of fats in there either.
Yep.
So just add protein to whatever.
Yeah. No, I think that's a super easy way. And I think that we just answered the question of that. I think most athletes come in are low protein wise on their daily intake, and these are all just great tips to to hit your protein numbers, which is always a difficulty for most people when they start eating like an athlete for performance and start trying to stack up the protein.
Yeah. And if you're, because it's breakfast, you're breaking the fast because all night you've been fasting, so then you wake up, eat, and that can help speed the metabolism up and stuff as well. So definitely, what do they say? The most important meal of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. I think it's true.
You think it's true? Mm-hmm. Set you up on the right foot? I think all my meals in the day are just as important.
every no, snack.
I'm just joking. Every bite of food is just as important as the next.
Every piece of candy in that Mayday basket yesterday.
Those Mayday baskets.
Our neighborhood's awesome. They dropped off like 4 Mayday baskets yesterday full of like things.
Wow. Yeah. My neighborhood gave me nothing.
What?
I think it's more of a kid's thing because they all gave
me. My neighborhood got into a fight on Facebook in our neighborhood Facebook page. Nice. What my neighborhood did yesterday. So shout out. Stratford Crossing.
Was it
my direct neighbor that was just being a douche to everyone. So if he hears this.
Typical neighbor. Tough.
Oh, I think you're doxing yourself. You're just going to have people showing up and mailing stuff to your house or coming to your neighborhood.
Right.
Hopefully it's Mayday baskets.
Hopefully it'd be awesome.
You know your neighbor might need a bunch of Mayday baskets.
That's what you should have done.
He needs some happiness in his life.
Spam him with like 1,000 Mayday baskets. Just a pallet full of Mayday baskets.
He would not like that.
Porch. That'd be awesome. But no, they were delicious. I am less about the base of popcorn. Like, that's most of the basket's base. They should flip that. Even if it just has a little popcorn, great. But the base should really be the candy.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where a lot of Halloween. Well, and that's the thing. Maybe it needs to take a lesson from Halloween.
No, I did feel bad. You know how you're supposed to drop it, ring the doorbell, and run? Like, that's what Mayday baskets. So you don't want to get caught, right? It's like this thing where you just go drop it off and you don't get caught. Well, our kids, like, they hear the doorbell run, they freaking dart to the door. Like, who's here? Oh. So they didn't, like, the kids had no, they caught everybody. But the last group of kids spilled all their popcorn.
Oh, no.
Then they're in our yard, like, picking it up, and we went out there and helped. But I'm like, I hope you're not taking that one to somewhere else.
Yeah. Because they have a whole bunch of, like, grass.
Oh, they absolutely are.
And I'm like, if you guys care that we care it's in our lawn, I don't. But if you want to pick it up to take it to somebody else, then I guess that's okay.
That's too funny.
Yeah, they were sweet, though.
Yeah, and then Ivy went out and helped them.
Check out our Crave Gym Nutrition page on Instagram and then also on Facebook. But if you guys have any questions,
it's
going to
be really cool.
Like,
so that is going to be focused on nutrition 24/7. So, like, obviously, our all of the other Crave Gym Facebook pages and the location pages are typically like some training stuff. Celebrating the athlete of the month and a bunch of different things, whereas like we're also going to pull our some posts and stuff into our regular pages, but this will be 24/7 nutrition, so it's going to be a huge tool for any of our athletes and anyone else that wants to follow. You can take these little tips and basically everything that she's creating on the back end is going to have some sort of post associated with it. So if you like free information, get that free information. And if you want the full gamut and you say, hey, you know, this information is amazing, but I really need help to hit my goals, then that's when you fill out the form and we can help you with that as well with the coaching. So
cool.
Anything else today?
No. Nope. I don't think so.
Awesome, guys. Remember, you're an athlete. Live like it.
Born an athlete, you'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA, America needs athletes.